last meeting, a little bit, a few minutes about Purim. Mes Hashem, a few weeks, I have a Hanukkah Purim. And the Gemara in Peches, in Shabbos, in Sech LeShabbos, quotes the pasuk that we say, it's written in Parashas Yisrael, it's Yasru B'tachlis Or. The Klal Yisrael, when they received the Torah in Har Sinai, they were under the mountain. It's Yasru by the mountain. So the Gemara learns that it's as if the mountain was on top of them, not standing by the mountain, but the mountain was on top and they were under the mountain. This comes and tells us the Kofa Olav HaKnigis. They were forced, that the mountain was on top of them, and unless they would say Naaseh V'Nishma, unless they would agree to accept the Torah, the mountain would be thrown on Klal Yisrael, Yisham Teip Kras, and they would be buried there. They'd be destroyed. I mean, the Torah is telling us, the Gemara is telling us, Chazal is telling us, that even though it says Naaseh V'Nishma, Naaseh we will do. We'll accept the Torah. We will accept the Torah, even though we don't understand what the Torah is all about. We'll accept it. We'll accept the Torah, and we'll learn later, which is a tremendous phenomenon. At the same time, according to Torah Shabbat Peh, the oral law, they were forced. Sure, they said they accept the Torah. It was a do or die situation. So the answer is, they accepted the Torah Shabbat Ksav. The written law, the Bereishis, the Shmos, Vayikra, the Tariag Mitzvahs. However, the oral law, the Mishnayos, that was given from mouth to mouth, from Rebbe to Talmud and so on, that they were forced. They didn't really accept it willingly. The Mefarshim explain that that's first phenomena. The Torah was forced upon them, meant to say as follows. Istakel b'rais avor olmo. That Kodesh Baruch Hu, before he created the world, looked in the Torah. And he created the world according to what the Torah prescribes. The Torah preceded the creation of this world. This world is a replica of Torah. And there are certain things that we have to live in our life which are against our will. Like the weather conditions. It's snowing. Mother Nature is not cooperating with this society. It's too much snow. I don't like it. It's too cold for this time of the year. Mother Nature is causing potholes. Potholes is from Mother Nature. What can you do about it? Nothing. Just like death, you can't do anything about it. That's the way the cookie crumbles. A man died today, and the response was, that's the way the cookie crumbles. After all, he's 95 years old. His time is up. Nothing you can do about it. We can't do anything about it. It's not in our control. It's not in our control. The weather conditions, the growth of the world, is not in our control whatsoever. Therefore, the Torah had to be given Baal Korach, part of the Torah, to show the Torah is part of the world. It's not a distant thing, something separate. Torah is the world, just like the weather and life itself. We have no control over, no control. Also, the Torah Shebaal Peh, the oral law was given down to Klal Yisrael in a fashion of against your will, because this is part of nature. You accept life? Yes. You accept the way you are? If you're sick, if you're tall, if you're small, that's life. That's life. Torah is also that's life. That's life. Torah is a chalik of the Bria. It's the Bria. So why are you complaining? It's part of the Bria. That's why originally was given Baal Korcha. However, the Gemara says that by doing that, you are opening up a Pandora's box. Why? If that's the case, Omer Vacho, Mekan Moidorabo Liraisa, they'll have an excuse. They'll have an excuse. If you're not observant, and if you don't really observe and feel what the Torah demands from us, we can say it was forced on us. Like the potholes in New York City. The mayor says, we're not responsible. That's Mother Nature. The tree falls down and kills a person because of the winds. That's not our responsibility. Mother Nature. Mother Nature. The insurance companies say maybe we don't have to pay either. Mother Nature. So we'll say the same thing, the Torah. Modorab l'raiso, a complaint. I'm not observant. I'm not committed. I was forced. I was forced. You put me in this situation of being a Jew, of having a mother, a Jewish mother. I'm forced. So why should I be responsible for my actions? This is not a foolish question. I'm not being cynical now. The Gemara asks this question. If we're being forced, then why are we responsible for many of our actions? The Gemara answers, it was only temporary. You realize where we come from? We come from Kimu v'Kiblu. We come from the time of Purim. At the time of Purim, Klal Yisrael at that time said, we don't want to be forced. We accept it willingly. All of the Torah, every bit, hako, bako, mikol, kol, every little bit. Every little bit. Not one iota we not accept. That Purim was something in the Zman of Purim of Achashverosh and Haman and Esther and Mordechai that made the Jews elevate themselves to a level of not of being forced, of doing Beratzin. That was Purim. And that was Purim. That was Purim. Was. We're going to celebrate what our ancestors lived through. The happiness of our ancestors, like the pilgrims that came to America? No. We have to relive it. We have to prepare ourselves to relive Purim. Relive Purim. What is Purim? That we have to relive. That our ancestors, and we, not just our ancestors, we said, I don't want force. I mekabel the Torah with love. With love. Ahava. Ahava. Translate the word Ahava. Can anyone translate the word Ahava?
Love.
Love, more than that. No. That's new. How you spell Ahava? Ahava, you spell I in a heart and an arrow through. L-O-V-E. No, it's not L-O-V-E. It's a fake. We spell Ahava means give. If you love something, you give. You give it your money, you give it your time, you give it your nefesh. That's Ahava from the word Ahav. Hey, Bays, give, not take. I love you, so I take everything from you. I love New York. I love New York because you have a lot to give me. Give me, like I love ice cream. I love ice cream. What, you kiss it every day? I love myself. So we show love means just the opposite. I'm giving you my life. This was Purim. This was Purim. What does that mean? We know that says in the Torah, the Lashon of Yom Kippurim. Yom Kippurim in the plural. Yom Kippur in the singular is Yom Kippur. Yom Kippurim is the plural form of the singular form of Yom Kippur. The plural form. Yom Kippurim is for everyone, not only for the living, even for the dead. Yom Kippurim. But the Rizal learns there's something else in that word Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is once a year. 10 days after Rosh Hashanah comes Yom Kippur. Everyone knows this. Everyone knows this. Even the Goyim put down the calendar, Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur. What's that day? I don't know what that day is, but it's part of the Jews. The Jews have that day. That's one of the Jews' holidays. It's a Jewy holiday. Yom Kippur. So Rizal learns Yom Kippur. The Yom Kippur is Kippur, like Purim. The highest element, level a person can achieve is it becomes to be like Purim. Yom Kippur should be like Purim. What does that mean? On Yom Kippur, we do tshuva. We do tshuva. What does that mean? That we logically realize that many of our actions were nonsense, were uncontrollable, we get regretful. We have charota, regret on the ovar, and a kabbalah, and we want to accept a future of without averus, without sins. This is Yom Kippur because our mind tells us this. On Yom Kippur, we finally come to that awareness, which we are aware already, being in this yeshiva. Everyone in this room has already come to the awareness logically of what a life and what a difference there is in living a Torah life and a non-Torah life. They know there is a big, big difference. A big, big difference. But that's only up here. Only up here. It's not down here. It's not in my heart. It's in my mind. When it comes Purim, there is a halacha of chayiv odim l'sumim puria ad liyoda bein orim homin umborach morcha. They have to reach a level, have to translate the word. We know what those words mean. Get sugar. I don't know what they mean, but just get sugar. Drink. That's what the words mean. Drink. He drinks so much that you're so intoxicated that you don't know the simple, who is the good guy and who's the bad guy. You don't know who Mordechai is. Mordechai, he's the Russian, no? And Haman, he's the tzaddik. So you drink to such a level. That's what Purim is all about. That's Judaism? Judaism? Really? That's Judaism. That's the highest point. Yom Kippur should be like that Purim. What does that mean? Just like a person who is intoxicated, his mind doesn't operate that well, to put it mildly, but the heart is there. He's observing mitzvahs, and he will observe. Ashrei Ayin, happy is the eye that saw the great tzaddik and Talmid Chacham and Goyim, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, on Purim by the Suda. He was intoxicated. I would say, I'm scared to get that way. His words will come out of my mouth, I don't want anyone to hear. But when you heard the words that came out of his mouth, so beautiful, it was his heart, the real heart inside, not the mind, the heart. What did that show? That shows what we really are. Yom Purim brings out the real, true me. The true me. And what are we really? What are we? The Gemara says in Nida, Rav Lamed Amid Beis, Rav Simloi tells us a halacha that everyone knows that we have some a little indentation. Maybe every human being has that. Around their lips, that could be perhaps a riot. That when a child is born, a boy, a mother comes and gives him a patch. He hits him. Why does he do that, the angel? Because at that moment, he forgets all the Torah that he ever learned. That means until that moment, till we're born, we know all the Torah, all of Torah. And the angel comes and takes it away from us. The obvious question is, why? If good, why? If you want me to have it, don't take it away. And if I shouldn't have it, don't give it to me. Give it, don't take away. If you take away, don't give. What is this idea? What is this idea of a malach taking away that which I possessed already and I have to learn again? That shows one thing. That shows that our relationship with Torah and mitzvahs is not a foreign object. In the Mechina program, never will they ever teach you Latin, Chinese, and French, something that's strange to us. We have no connection with. We have no connection with. This is not this program. The program is teaching us what we have a connection. This is what we are. This is what we learned before we're born. This is what we can relate to. This is us. The program is to show you this is you. This is you. You see this person putting on tefillin? You see this person saying a bracha over an apple? An apple, you say a bracha? On water, you say, this is you. This is what you're supposed to be. This is what you're created for. This is you. You see that beautiful heart? You see that heart of feeling when he's drunk? No other nation can be this way. No other nation can come into shul and give a kiddush in the synagogue and drink wine and whiskey and walk out sober and live the whole day intelligently. And we can do it. We can do it. Purim brings out the true person. Purim brings out the real me. When the Kabbalah Satorah, yes, we were forced, but that was only temporary. We were forced to show the Torah as a part of our whole living experience. But the true me with I love it means I love Torah, I love mitzvahs. This is really true. This is a fact. This is not a sermon now. We're not preaching a sermon. Where the wife says, love my food. I don't love your food. And the answer is, I do love the food. I do love Torah. I love it. This is me. This is me. And the more a person is involved, the more you get yourself involved in Torah, in mitzvahs, the more you'll see. A boy came to me and said, I'm not up the level that you're saying. I observe mitzvahs. You know why? Because I saw non-observance of mitzvahs. I was around non-Jews or Jews that are not religious. And I saw their way of life. Weesh, weesh. The way they talk, the way they think, the way they act, what they consider a good time. What's a good time? What's a good time? And then I saw what Torah gives. What a difference. They don't see that. They don't realize that. They never experience it. I was zoichet to come to yeshiva. I was zoichet to see a Shabbos, to see a kiddush, to see b'zmiris, to see learning, to see sincerity. This is, they're for real. They're for real. They're for real. Those people in sports, they're for real? Yeah, after you have a contract of 50 million, 60 million, 100 million. They're for real. They're for real. Pay them nothing. We'll see how real they are. They're doing it for real. They're not doing it for money. They're for real. I see real stuff. They're artificial. No imitation. No imitation. Natural. Natural. Natural apple juice. The real thing. For real. Yes, I'm not on the level which you're speaking, but the mere fact I'm Sura Ra-Ra-Ra. How can you go back to that type of life? How can you go back to that type of life? Comes along Purim, that's the kfir. That's the attitude where I'm being forced. I can't help it. I don't want that life, so I'm here. But there's a higher life. I love it here. I love Torah. I love it. It means I want to give. Not I love ice cream. I love Torah. I want to give of my life, give of the way of life. The way I'm living. This is the Mirtz Hashem what Purim is all about. Those of you, and it'll be everyone, wherever you'll be Purim, and hopefully you'll be in Yeshiva, you're going to see sincere Jews. sincere. They mean it. They mean it. And that's who we want to imitate and be part of. They really mean it. In the Purim Suda, in the dancing, in the singing, in the Slavis, never saw this. The Umas Olam didn't see this. Wow. Wow. I never saw this. And they can drink also? Yeah, sure. And they don't get carried away? Really? Yes. Don't believe me. Try it. Don't believe a word I'm saying. Don't believe one word I'm saying. Try it yourself. Don't believe one word I'm saying. Try it yourself. And you'll see yourself. You'll see yourself. This is Purim. And this is what we're looking forward to. The whole year. Yom Kippurim, Kippurim. I'm doing it not because my mind tells me that. My heart tells me that. This is what we really are. We're Kimu V'Kiblu. We're not Kafal and Harki, it's such a being forced. We're Kimu, we want, we accept it willingly. We love Torah, because this is a part of us. Part of our whole generations. We're part of Avraham, Yisrael, Yaakov. We're part of these, of us. This is what we are. Allow yourself, give yourself that opportunity to be open. Open your mind and open that heart. Open your heart and you'll see the beauty of Torah. It's all there. It's all there and so are you. So it's a good shidduch. You're all there and Torah's all there. Come together. And Mitzvah Hashem, this Purim should elevate us in our Avodas Hashem in serving God. And our Avas Hashem in love. I love you. I love Yiddishkeit. I love Torah. I love mitzvahs. I love performing mitzvahs. If I'm not there yet, I want to be there. I want that. That's the life I want. That's the life I want. Others say yes, because I saw the other life. There's nothing there. There's nothing there. There's nothing there. As many said, inside my heart, I'm not observant, but I'm envious of you. I'm observant you, even I criticize you and I make fun of you, and inside my heart, I'm envious of you. But there's a higher plateau. The plateau is to love Torah, to love Hashem. And by giving, giving of your life, giving of your time, giving of yourself, let it come out. Let it come out. And as Hashem, we should be zoicha the Purim, will bring us to a higher level of Avodasashem. Thank you.
Amen. Are there any questions?
So you said Yom Kippur is like Purim. Wasn't Yom Kippur a biblical thing that came way before Purim?
Yes.
So how?
But even though Purim came later.
Yeah.
But the purpose of Yom Kippur is like Purim. Purim means that we worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu not through our mind, but through our heart. Through our heart. Even though it came, but the idea of what Purim represents, what Purim even historically came later. Yeah. But I'm saying in terms of what Purim represents, what Purim is supposed to represent, it's not just the Halloween! Halloween! A joyous day, we have to compare ourselves to the Goyim, to Umas Olam. No, it's not. You have your day. We have Adi. We have your day, 25th of December. We have our Hanukkah. So we have, you have this and we have this. No, no, it's far from it. Far from it. Yes?
I have a comment more than a question. One of your points was that you have to love the Torah and love the mitzvahs, and once you see the light, that how can you go back to whatever you knew before?
No, how? You won't.
You won't. So my comment is that it's very hard for us to try to say this right, to really actually love it, to love the mitzvahs and love the Torah and everything, because once you go through so much time of kind of being used to one way, it is easy to go back, even if you have seen both. And so, personally, for me, what I find a challenge is not necessarily to find love, because I know the love is there, but I guess put it to the forefront of consciousness and make it that that's only important, even if I know everything that my past includes. Okay. You know?
The only answer is you're 100%. I hear what you're saying, and the only answer is that people before you have gone through exactly what you've gone through. You, I'm not saying you personally, are going through. What we're going through now is where Yosef at Tzaddik went through a time where he's ready to live with a woman. And he saw his father. Picture of his father. Picture of his father was not just his fear of his father, but to relate to his father. You think you're going through this, and you are going through a very big trial in your life. We also went through it. Don't think that, 2011, the boys in Mechina are going through a type of life that no one before has ever experienced. We all went through it. We went through it. And even more difficult than you're going through, we went through it. We did it. We went through it. We can do it. Because the other generations also went through it. And don't think other generations were easier than our generation. It was more difficult than our generation. More difficult. So difficult that we ask that Kodesh Baruch Hu get rid of the Yetzirah of Taiva, of Yetzirah. We can't hack it. We can't hack it. They had to take it away from us. They threw it greater nisyonos, greater tests than we went through. That is the chizuk we give. It's hard, but I see my father was able to do it. The past generations, boys have come to this yeshiva. Wow, the stories we can tell you. Everyone here is a tzaddik compared to them. Tzaddikim, we're all righteous people. You're all righteous, 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 righteous. They came in here. Wow. The thoughts and the talk and the whole way of life. But we gave them a drug. Say yes to drugs. They got a drug. And that drug showed them, wow, thank you. Thank you for life. And they come back years later and look at their children, their grandchildren. They're so happy. And look at the children. Look at the other children. Look at the other children. Look at the future. Where are they? If they have any. So that's the only chizuk I can say. We feel for you. We know. But our purpose is not just to feel for you, but to inspire you. There's a place for inspiration. I came here to be inspired. I want to be inspired. It's rough and tough. And you should tell me to inspire me. That's, no, it's not rough and tough. It's easy. No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. I'm saying that afal pi kan, nevertheless, you can do it. We have the kachos. We can do it. We can do it. The team is in the bottom, last place. I wouldn't say the Knicks, but it will be that way. Last place. The manager encourages him. You can do it. You can do it. He's not just talking off the top of his head. There's something there. This is the encouragement we're getting from the yeshiva. Afal pi kan, nevertheless, well, hopefully you'll come to the decision and see the beauty of Torah. The beauty is so beautiful. The life is so beautiful. And everyone that became observant and tells you this, don't believe me. Don't believe a word I'm saying. Ask others. Ask other Baal Tshuvas. Ask others who went through worse than what we're going through. Ask them. Don't believe a word I'm saying. Ask them, and you'll see. They'll do a better job than I'm telling you. A better job. Yes?
How does one go through the change properly, like regarding his question?
What? How does it? First of all, he has to have a desire. A rut. I want to do the rut, Hashem. I want to please. I want to please my wife. I want to please my boss, even though I'm not there yet. But I want to have a good recommendation. It's shalo shmo, it's not really 100% sincere. I want to please. I want to please the Borei Olam. I want to please you. Even though I'm not really there, I want to please you because I want to have a good recommendation. But once you start in that road pleasing, then you're going to taste it and you're going to see, wow, I don't want to please you. I want to please myself. I love this. This is good. But if you don't have this attitude, until I'm convinced, I'll do nothing. And you convince me that God is present in this room, I'm not going to put on tefillin. And if I have to put on tefillin only because you demand it from me, I'm not going to put on tefillin. I'm not going to say brachas. You prove it to me. Let God come down and save my life. Everyone said I'm going to die because this is sickness. And if you save my life, God, then I'll put on tefillin. And not before. It's going to be very difficult with that type of attitude. We don't have too much of a chance. This Mechina program will be gone. Not gone. It would never have existed. With such an attitude, would never exist. First, you show me. You show me miracles, and if I'm convinced it's a miracle, you have to convince me. If I'm convinced, then I will decide. Then I will decide. Until then, I decide nothing. You're not going to tell me. If you show me that putting on tefillin gets me 100 in every final, oh boy, then you got me. But until you show me that, I'm a smart fella. You're not gonna brainwash me. Brainwash. They call them a kind of brainwash. I call it brainwash. Yes, it's brainwash. It's Mataris. Makes us clear. Makes us clean. What else?
Horrible things happen to people. What's the reasoning behind that?
Question was asked.
Shouldn't give that up?
Don't feel bad. You were not the first one to ask the question. This question, I think, was asked by Moshe Rabbeinu. Moses asked this question. Moshe Rabbeinu, I think you know who it is. Moshe Rabbeinu found this difficult. Tzadik v'ra'lo. Why does a tzadik have to suffer so much? There's various answers. There's various answers. But Moshe Rabbeinu asked this question, and apparently, whatever answers he got made him only stronger. For many reasons that tzaddik has to suffer, because of us, because of other reasons, they represent, we're all part of a unit. And for many reasons, this tzaddik is having a very difficult life. And the only thing is that by this difficult life makes him even a greater tzaddik. Because he's not rebelling, he's dedicated. When you see that at tzaddik, and he has a difficult life and remains a tzaddik, wow, you're still righteous? You still go for Judaism? After you went through? You're an influence on us. You're an inspiration for us. You're an inspiration. It's an inspiration. It's an inspiration. It's not a way to give up. It's an inspiration for us. Yes.
Another thing that I find kind of difficult is that we're raised by our families, we're raised by our parents, and that's probably one of the biggest influences on us. And so when you decide to become more religious or something, even if your family isn't, it's very hard to battle with that parallel. You know, this is, I'm coming from everything I've learned, and now I'm trying to learn something else and make that my core and my base.
Right.
So it's very hard to decide if you have anything to say in regards to that.
Well, I don't know. Is this unique only to religious people, what we call Orthodox Jews? Isn't this something in the world today? All the parents are happy with their children. The only parents that have dissatisfaction with their children are those that become Orthodox, observant Jews. Parents that have observant Jews as children, they have a major problem. And if you don't have an Orthodox, you're not Orthodox, you don't have a problem with your children. That's the trend today. There's no relationship with parents and the children. There are a lot of problems, drugs problems. You know the problems better than I. In fact, there's less problems amongst where the children are observant and the parents are not. But the father said, I never saw so much. The boy gives me so much respect. Walk up the room, he stands up. Say a nut? He stands up for me. Do you need this? Do you need this? I never saw this in my life. This is way above. But son, I'm not observant. You don't have to respect me. That's what you say. You're my father? I hope you're my father. I could be risen. But if you're my father, the Torah says, according to Rambam, even if I'm not such, she's not such a tremendous father, observer, you're my father. You're my father. You're my father. And he's crying like anything at the wedding of his son. How much respect they have. People are going over and they're saying, Rabbi Yid, I want to tell you something. I envy you. I'm jealous of you that you have such a son. You have such a son, I'm jealous of you. I'm envious of you. I'm envious of you. That's what he's going to hear the rest of his life. We're envious of you. Not, you got it queer. You're queer, and they're not queer. You ever look at their dress? I thought earrings go for men, or women, I mean. Earrings for women? Not anymore. In fact, you don't know who it, what is it, a man or a woman? What is it? What is it? Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. But you have to have patience for this, or your parents can go through this. They're going to have a lot of people jealous of them. A whole lot of people jealous. A lot of people jealous. Jealous out of envy and pride. And they'll be proud. Children, grandchildren, look what you have. Look what you had. And the parent will answer, I don't know how in the world I merited this. How was I zoche to this? I don't know. How my son turned out the way he did, I can't get any credit at all. How this happened? How come I was blessed? This is not Tzadik Baralo, it's Rosh Vitovo. The Rosh says, how come you're so good to me, God? I have such a son, such a family, such grandchildren. Don't believe a word I'm saying. Don't believe a word I'm saying. Ask a Bali Tshuva. Ask them, what do their parents say? Ask them. Thousands upon thousands of thousands. If you go to Babish, you'll have millions upon millions. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. That's a Koyach HaTorah. It's a tremendous life. It's a, it always was. Always was. It's not all of a sudden. We're not selling the product now. All the time. Right?
Thank you.